You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at Edgbaston Cricket Ground, which has been hosting the finals of the IPSA World Blind Games 2023 blind cricket matches. And we've just had the men's final between Pakistan and India. And I'm joined by Yusuf Arood from Pakistan. That's been a fantastic match.
Yeah, definitely, because we have been working very hard for the last 1 year or two that to build our team, and we have been working hard on them for the last couple of years and have been defeating the world champion in India 6 times, and now it's the 7th consecutive time we have beaten them, because this is a thing that we had been waiting for the last 17 years, because we had beaten them in different games, but for the world title we were still waiting for.
And the runs just kept on coming today. I mean, India had a really good innings, and then you just came back with loads and loads of boundaries, which were fantastic.
Yeah, definitely, because we have very good power hitters. We know that the ground is really fast, the outfield is really quick. We can score some quick runs. So 185, as per our understanding, was below par score. So we had the self-belief that we can achieve it in 16 overs. But Boyers did really well. We did it in 14.1 overs.
Yes, fantastic. Fantastic achievement. And what does it feel for you as a visually impaired cricketer playing on this wonderful ground that is Edgbaston?
That's really wonderful ground that we have been seeing a lot of banner advertisement for the 100 games, and the venue is really beautiful. The facilities are really fantastic. This is the international ground. The outfield is really quick. The square and the wicket, it's really very well maintained. So everything. So it's really a pleasure to play here.
And it's obviously a fantastic opportunity to have the final here, but also for it to be streamed and for people to be able to watch from home and across the world. And it's a great opportunity to promote visually impaired cricket to blind and partially sighted people, but also to sighted people as well.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's a big opportunity, a big platform for the guys to perform and to create awareness about the skills of the blind cricketers or the visually impaired cricketers, that they can play cricket as well. Because beforehand we had hosted 7 blind cricket world cups, but in the IPSA games the cricket was added for the first time, and it's really remarkable effort for the IPSA to add it here, that here almost seven the athletes from the 70 countries participated in different games. So that was a real big horizon for us.
And what's next for you? What's your next competition coming up?
The Pakistan is going to host the next T20 World Cup in later part of 2024. So after 1.5 years, we have to host the Blind Cricket World Cup.
And there was fantastic support in the stadium today. There was so many people here supporting you, and that must have really inspired you and steered you on as well.
Yeah, definitely, because there are a lot of Indian and Pakistani community here. So we are thankful to the Pakistani community. They turned in large numbers here. So they really love cricket, they really love sports, and they really love the team, whether it's visually impaired or the sighted one.
And fantastic drumming at the end there as well.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Because and it was a great win, and the crowd enjoyed it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. And congratulations to you and the rest of the Pakistan blind cricket team. And thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, thank you. So nice of you. It's a pleasure.